Let us feed and share this bread of life with others. Amen. These past couple of weeks, we've been speaking of baptism and Eucharist, life and bread. We've been talking about what gives meaning to our lives and how Jesus invites us into relationship with him and our community. And there's a theologian named Daniel Migliori who ties the meaning of baptism and Eucharist together when he says that if baptism is the sacrament of the foundation of Christian life in God's grace, the Lord's Supper is the sacrament of the sustaining of Christian life by that same grace. If baptism is the sacrament of the beginning of Christian life, the Lord's Supper is the sacrament of growth and nourishment in Christian life. If baptism marks the gifts of God's love in Jesus Christ that welcomes us into his body by the power of the Holy Spirit, the Lord's Supper makes the triune God's ever new sharing of life and love that draws us more deeply into communion with God and each other and strengthens us for service in the world. So again and again, Jesus calls us into community through his body. We are joined to others through Jesus and the bread and the wine we share with each other, the nourishment we receive. Jesus is always telling us that we have to share what we have with others. And Jesus in John's gospel is pretty scandalous when he says, "Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life." And the Jewish people who are hearing this were like, "Ew, that's really gross. And you're breaking a ton of our purity laws. Why would anyone want to eat your flesh?" And they are hearing Jesus' words in a literal way. So Jesus, knowing he now has their full attention, says to them again, "You see, the bread made by humankind does not lead to eternal life, but the bread that comes through God, through the Son of Man, this brings eternal life." So for us, the bread, the Eucharist, is all about sharing. And when we share of ourselves, our time, our talents, our hearts, our ears, we become concrete signs of God's love, not in the past, but right now. We become love and hope. And Jesus is always welcoming everyone to the table, stranger, friend, foe, poor, rich, feeble, young, and old. So we too need to be scandalous in our love and welcome. And this got me thinking about food and Epiphany. How we have regular food drives and our food collection baskets for St. Theodore's Food Pantry. And then this got me thinking about our garden and community gardens in general. And there's a NPR radio talk called "How Does Food Become a Connection?" And Guy Raz is the host, and he's speaking with Pam Warhurst from Todd Morden in West Yorkshire, New England, or England, not New England. Guy is talking to Pam because she started what she called Incredible Edible over a decade ago. And the idea came to her on a train ride. And the idea she had was that she wanted to do food differently in her town. And so she ended up starting a movement around bringing the community together around food. And Pam imagined planting edible landscapes everywhere we live at any scale. And the group's motto became, "If you eat, you're in." Now, in Todmorden, there are raised edible beds in front of the police station, along the canal, in the park, anywhere they could find some space. And anyone at any time can pick a vegetable or fruit as much as they need for free. And they have signs out that say, "Food to share." And this movement started reshaping the look and feel of the town. They started sharing ways of how to cook with these vegetables and fruit. And this led to teaching people how to grow food. And, oh, hey, perhaps we should talk to our older folks who already know how to do all of this. So it changed how the people in Todmorden were connecting to food and one another. And 10-plus years later, people from all over the world come to see what they're doing. And this starts conversations and story sharing. And then it hit me. Wait a second. Why don't we put out a sign along Buffalo Road that says, "Food to share, free veggies from our garden"? So this Sunday is our first Sunday to try sharing our veggies along the roadside, because we grow our veggies from a place of love. And we're able to grow this food because folks share their time, they share their knowledge, and people in the parish were willing to purchase plants for us to grow. And who knows, maybe some surprising connections will happen for us too. The bread of life is all about sharing. And when we share of ourselves, our time, our talents, our hearts, we become concrete signs of God's love in our community. Amen.